Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex here with Pat, and so we're going to do our NFL weekly rundown like we usually do. We're doing this on Wednesday since we got three games tomorrow on Turkey Day. Let's see. For the picks last week, me and Pat both picked all the same games, which is unfortunate since I'm behind. And we went 11-5, making him 110-50. For the year, and I am 107-53.
Yeah, and two of those we got stung by, which I'm sure a lot of people did in any type of betting, was KC beating Pittsburgh and then Oakland taking down Cincinnati. So you're surprised to see that, I'm assuming?
Yeah, a little, definitely.
Who does it hurt more, do you think? I mean, since he still has the lead, I mean, I'm sure they're glad Pittsburgh lost too, but...
I think it hurts Pittsburgh more. Cincinnati, like, they're ahead and they have the tiebreakers with them, with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So, like, they would really have to crap out for to lose the division.
Yeah, with sweeping both teams.
Yeah. So, and then Pittsburgh, it kind of, they could have tied it up. They could have tied Cincinnati if they would have won. And now they're just 6-4 and they're still in the mess for the wild card.
Yeah, which... Yeah, it is really looking like a mess because if we look at the other teams, Denver 6-4, Jacksonville 6-4, Miami 5-5. You know, there's a handful of teams that are kind of all at that five or six wins. That
that's going to be crazy. Like that, there's like one, two, three. There's eight teams that are between 6-4 and 4-6.
Yeah, so a lot of things.
In the AFC.
Open, yeah. I mean, the top spots are kind of shaping out here.
Indy, they can clinch this week, I think, if they win.
Yeah.
They'll be 11-0.
And then switching up to the NFC, I guess. Got a few 6-4. The NFC East is kind of a mess. I think Dallas is probably the worst 7-3 team.
Oh, yeah. I can't. That's unbelievable.
Forever, how horrible they are.
They won 7-6 last week against the Redskins.
Yeah, so if they make the playoffs, I don't see them getting out of round one, but that's a tough conference. I think both Philly and New York are better teams than Dallas. And then Green Bay is 6-4 in the North, and then there is no other 6-4 team. Atlanta's 5-5, and San Fran and Carolina are both 4-6.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful for my Ravens.
Yeah.
I thought we'd be out of it at 5-5, but they're really not.
No.
It's kind of logjammed, so.
It's got to be a little disconcerting how they're not winning these close games. Like,
yeah, that's stupid.
You know, you don't want to lose by a lot, but at the same time not being able to kind of see.
It's been a disaster. I don't know.
What was going through, well, your mind and Ed Reed's mind on that last play?
Man, I don't know. I'm not that worried. I'm not that mad about that last play. I'm more mad about the Flacco interception. And they blew a timeout because he called a timeout and then challenged.
Yeah.
Which kind of screwed him because they would have had a minute left instead of 17 seconds.
Right, and then...
So, and if Flacco doesn't throw the interception, they would have been ahead 18-15 or 18-17.
Yeah, and if you look back, Baltimore kind of got burned by two non-calls. The one, they had a false start on Flacco's interception. Which,
that's
not a declinable penalty, but is a forward lateral a declinable penalty?
I don't think so.
Because Ed Reed...
Wait, I think you can decline that.
Because, I mean, they would have, because they got the ball.
Yeah.
But I'm saying...
And, like, I'm not mad about... Because they didn't have any timeouts left, so it's 17 seconds. I'm not mad at Ed for trying to make something happen on that punt return, because the odds were not good anyway.
Right. I want to see some throwback... Tennessee, was that Frank Wycheck chucking across the field or catching? Like, why don't somebody pull that out instead of these kind of just let me hand it to the guy who's two feet away from me?
And it's Ed, like, Ed's done those pitches before on interceptions return and it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like this is the only time he's ever done that and it failed. But
no, and it's hard to question what he does. He's not a mistake-making kind of football
player. Yeah, I don't know. That didn't really bother me. Like, I was just like, okay, game over.
Right.
Like, we're probably going to lose anyway, so.
Right.
All right, well, let's get into the games for this week. We got three on Thanksgiving. I guess the first one starts at, I guess, 1 Eastern, so I got football all day. First one would be Green Bay at Detroit.
I'll take Green Bay. I know Detroit had a shootout last week, but that was against another JV squad in the Browns.
Did you watch that game?
Some of it.
It was pretty epic at the end when Stafford, he got hurt, then he came out, but then the Browns called a timeout for no reason.
Which let him get back into it.
Yeah, because they were going to have Culpepper on that last play.
Yeah, you don't want Dante. Trust me. I don't know. I think that's a good sign for Detroit to show that Stafford has that potential to have those types of games. It's not going to happen much more, but so who do you got in this one?
I'm going to go with Green Bay, too, even at Detroit. And I think Stafford might not play this week, and neither will Calvin Johnson, I think, more than likely. So that's not good. That's not good.
A follow-up question for you on Green Bay. Just kind of looking, I would have thought they would be better this year. And then, again, they're 6-4, so they're in the playoff hunt. But how does a team with the third-ranked defense and then the fourth-ranked quarterback just look so bad at times? Like, I guess it doesn't make sense to me why they're not a lot better than they are.
I think it has a lot to do with that, the offensive line and all the sacks that he takes.
Yeah, and that was a stat I had jotted down to. He's been sacked 43 times, which is nine more than the next closest QB. Most quarterbacks are in the mid-20s, and he's doubling up a lot of starters. So he's just taking a beating.
Yeah, like he's like one of the better – he has some pretty good numbers, the 19 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And like just think if he doesn't get sacked all those times – he could be that much better. Like, he's really good.
Oh, yeah, I think he's having a great year, and I think it's unfortunate that he's getting kind of beat up back there. But, yeah, if he had time, I think his stats would be off the charts. Yeah. So.
All righty. Then next one, Oakland at Dallas. Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland. Even though they won last week, I'm going to take Dallas. Romo's had big games against bad teams as well as on the holidays. So. And Oakland is traditionally playing poorly on holidays and otherwise, so I'll go with Dallas.
I'm going to go with Dallas, too. They kind of escaped Washington last week 6-7, which was ridiculous. But
if you guys want to get on Google, I don't know what's all uploaded, but on the Herd with Colin Cowherd today, they had a song about Tony Romo Claus, kind of to a jingle of how he shows up to play on the holidays and then fumbles it away after.
That's funny.
So it was pretty good. So check it out.
All right. And then tomorrow night on NFL Network, all 20 people will be able to watch New York Giants at Denver.
Yeah, I'm pretty sore about this. The best game of the day I won't get to watch unless I go to a bar or something, which may be a little depressing on Thanksgiving. So I won't be watching, but I will take – I'm going to have Denver get back on track here. Eli on the road this year, he's 10 percentage points lower completion percentage, less passer rating. And over his career, he throws worse as the winter kind of comes around. So I'm going to take
Denver. Yeah. But. I'm going to go with Denver too. The one thing that's weird is it's like an 8 o'clock game, I think, and East Coast time, that's 10 for the Giants, and they'll be going late. I don't know. I just think it's a home field advantage for Denver. Thanksgiving, late game. So.
Yep, I agree.
All right, and then Sunday, first one we got here, Tampa Bay at Atlanta.
I will take the Falcons here. Tough loss for them last week, a game that, I mean, they could have won pretty easy against the Giants. But and at 5-5, they really need to get a win to keep playoff hopes alive, and which is something Tampa Bay really doesn't have to worry about this year. So,
Tampa Bay 1-9.
Yeah, a little less stress for them. So,
yeah, they don't have much to. They're not really in that playoff picture.
No, they're not
at this point. So, I'm gonna go with Atlanta too. Miami at Buffalo.
I'm gonna go Miami here. I know Terrell Owens, who has been shockingly silent this year.
Yeah,
he's coming off a huge week.
How about that game last week?
Yeah, just
98-yarder.
That's a long touchdown.
Yeah,
I did some math, and you can only get a touchdown about 2 yards longer than that. So, but anyway, Owens coming off a big week, but Ricky Williams is coming off an even bigger week, in my opinion. Yeah. So, I'll go with Miami.
I'll go with Miami too. Buffalo. I guess they played pretty well last week, but Miami's definitely a better team, I think, at this point.
Yep, and again, a little more motivation. Miami is in that playoff hunt.
Yeah, they're All right. Cleveland at Cincinnati.
I'll give it to the Bengals here. Let them get back on track after their slip-up. Brady Quinn looked awesome last week, but that was against Detroit, and that won't happen.
That was shocking. I couldn't believe it. I was watching.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to go back and rebuy that house he tried selling or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go with Cincy, too. They're not going to lose to a crap team twice in a row. So.
No.
All right, and then... pretty good matchup, Indianapolis at Houston.
Yeah, who would have thought a couple years ago saying that this would be a good matchup? But I'm actually going to take Houston, I think. Indy is just not dominating right now. And I know they've played some tough teams, but I just think their luck's going to run out and they're due for a loss at some point. And I think as long as Houston doesn't have to rely on a game-winning field goal, they might be able to pull this off. So,
yep, I'm going to go with Indy, but... Houston could win big. If they win big, they'll win. But if it's close, you got to think Indy will get the win because they win close games and the Texans don't.
Yep, exactly. So, I agree that if they can get a couple touchdown lead or something or get a defensive touchdown and keep a little distance.
Yeah, they definitely got to get the momentum and keep it.
Yeah, because I don't even know if what amount of time I'd be comfortable with giving Peyton Manning the ball at the end of the game. He finds a way to get downfield. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then Chicago at Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota. I think it's not an easy place to play to begin with for a road team. And the Vikings are somehow seeming to me to look better each week. And I know they're playing really well, but each week they're just getting better. So I'm going to...
Yep, Favre hasn't crapped out yet.
No.
So as long as he's still going strong, they'll be cruising.
Heard Adrian Peterson's a little nicked up, but he's been on kind of that injury watch list almost every week, it seems. And it's always a probable, and he'll sit out a day of practice, and he's back. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go with Minnesota, too. Chicago's kind of a disaster.
Yeah.
With Cutler throwing a lot of picks. It's not good.
Yeah. And I heard something, too, on the radio this week on his kind of scared puppy look when he enters games late, you know, when it's going to be up to him to get it downfield.
Yeah, they're not good. Like, he's not playing well at all.
No.
All right, and then Carolina at New York Jets.
I will take the Panthers here. The Sanchez has had just three total games over 200 yards, and I think Carolina's got a lot of upside explosiveness-wise with Steve Smith and D'Angelo Williams. So.
Yep, I'm going to go with Carolina, too. I was hoping you'd pick the Jets so I could pick one up on you. But,
you can pick one up on Andy, so.
Yeah, so they're kind of headed in opposite directions.
Yeah.
I think Carolina's won 3 out of 5. Jets have lost a bunch.
Does this game have the potential to set, like, a single-game interception record for total picks thrown between
absolutely.
The Sanchez and Delhomme?
So. Delhomme, yeah. I don't know. Carolina should just keep it on the ground.
Yeah.
They shouldn't pass it, like, literally not at all.
No, or have one of the running backs pass quick routes to Steve Smith.
They need to run the option like Georgia Tech, pass like 4 times a game.
Just bench Williams or DeLome.
Yeah, keep him. Yeah, that would be great.
Be interesting. Yeah.
All right, and then Washington at Philadelphia.
I'm going to take Philly here. I think Washington could pose a bit of a threat, maybe enough to make a game out of it, but I don't see Philly losing at home, and they really need this game to keep on pace with Dallas. So, and I don't see Dallas losing this week either, so they're going to remain one game behind, and they don't want to go 2 games at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Philly, too. Washington, you know, they lost Clinton Portis, and the backup, Liddell Betts, is hurt now, too. And that once you're on your third-string running back, it's probably not a good thing.
No. So.
All right, Seattle at St. Louis.
Yeah, quite a stellar matchup here.
Yeah. This is exciting. Yeah.
This is a rough one. I'm picking St. Louis. Not really sure why. Seattle gives up quite a few, 110 rushing yards a game, and Steven Jackson has had 4 straight games with 100 yards or more, so I'm probably just going off of that alone. So.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go Seattle. I think they're getting healthy finally. St. Louis is going to have Bowler this week, so it's going to be on Steven Jackson if St. Louis has a chance, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, you can pick up one there.
Hopefully. All right, and Arizona at Tennessee.
I think I'm going to take Tennessee here. I thought Vince Young wouldn't do it week one. You thought he'd do it week one, but then the next week he would flop, and he hasn't
flop.
So far.
He haven't flopped.
And I think some of that is due to him, but I think a lot of it is due to how well Chris Johnson's been playing.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's just,
yeah,
man. Do you think there's – I read for the first time today some people talking he might be the best running back in the league. I think he's got a ways to go before he can hurdle Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
But what do you think on that?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. He scares me. Like,
yeah.
They were – I can't remember the end of that game last week. I can't remember if they were winning or losing. But, like, he was getting the ball, and I was like – every time he was like, oh, my God, he's about to score.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think they're both kind of that same – like, they could score at any moment, like, break off a huge one. So.
Yeah. No, he's definitely up there. And maybe it's me being biased, but I'm not quite ready to bump him up over Peterson yet. But if we see some consistency – because he didn't start out the year that well, so –
yeah, and he's – I mean, even last year, like, I went to that playoff game in Tennessee when they played the Ravens, and, like, he would have destroyed – he got hurt, and if he didn't get hurt, we would have lost because he was – I don't know, he's just faster than everybody.
He is really fast, yes.
And, like, I don't know, he just – like, it's crazy. I don't know. It's, like, kind of hard
pretty,
to
– he's pretty shifty. I heard somebody kind of compare it a little bit like Barry Sanders. I don't think anyone will ever be like that, but along those lines, he'll take some losses, kind of bounce around back there till he finds
something.
But he can slip through, and then he's gone. So.
Yeah, I think he's kind of different from Peterson. That Peterson's kind of – he kind of goes straight at guys and just tries to run people over and break some tackles. I mean, he's got moves, but – and then Chris Johnson just, like – he just won't get touched. Like, he'll just – like, he could run circles around people, like, literally, I think.
Yeah, it's like he's – like literally playing touch football where he doesn't want to have anybody's hands, you know, touch him and stuff. And that's a good point. I think Peterson does have moves, but at this point of his career, he is, you know, steamrolling a lot of guys on his way through.
Like, what did you see that? What was it, William Gay or whatever against Pittsburgh? He like trucked that guy. It was crazy.
Yeah, just put him down.
And,
yeah.
that was awful. All right. I'm going to go with Tennessee too. Then Kansas City at San Diego.
I'm going to take the Chargers. Kind of quietly strung together 5 wins in a row here and now got the lead in the AFC West. I know Kansas City had that improbable win, but I don't think they'll beat 2 quality teams in a row after beating Pittsburgh.
Yeah, same here. San Diego headed in the right direction.
Definitely.
They're looking good. LT had a good game last week. Rivers was always pretty good. So.
Does that team scare you come playoff time?
Yeah, because I like Rivers a lot. Like, I think he's a gamer. He kind of gets it done. Like, a couple of, like, those last-minute drives, I think he's one of the probably, like, top 5 quarterbacks as far as bringing him down the last couple minutes. So.
Yeah, and Sproles is a really good running back, and we've talked about him before, and I think if they use that combination, and if LT could somehow kind of regain that, what he had a couple years ago, that mojo or whatever, they could be a tough team.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So and then you got Jacksonville at San Francisco.
I've basically flipped a coin for this one.
Yeah, this was not like you don't really know anything about these two teams.
I want to say the line was like half a point or something. Yeah. So I'm going to go San Fran. It's probably based on me seeing them play more games and I've watched them do okay against some decent teams. So that's who I'll pick.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville. I wrote an article at the start of the year about 7 NFL teams that'll suck this year, and I had San Francisco projected at 6-10. You know, they went 3-1 to start the season, and I was getting some crap, but it turns out that they actually still suck. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville, and so hopefully they'll keep losing, and I'll meet that prediction.
Well, there you go. That's a good point. Do a little Michael Crabtree update. In the 5 games he's played now, he has 22 catches for 292 yards and got his first touchdown last week. So not great, not bad. So
yeah, I mean, it's hard to say with the wide receivers first year, and they kind of don't usually break out. But
right,
I mean, I don't think there's any reason to think that he's behind schedule or that he's a bust. He can't call him a bust already.
No, no, and especially considering jumping in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
So I think it's not bad, and kind of see how he does the rest of the year. But I mean, pretty good stats for a rookie, I would say.
All right, and then we got 2 pretty good games, the night games this week. Sunday night, Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Yeah, real big one. Just huge implications for playoffs. I'm going to go Baltimore. I think both teams played games last week that they really could have won and maybe should have won. But Baltimore's loss was against an undefeated team, and Pittsburgh's was not.
I don't know. Pittsburgh seems to be struggling this year. I expected them to be... Like, if you would have told me with Baltimore would be 5-5, I'd be like, they're done. because Pittsburgh will be 8-2, but they're not.
Right.
I don't know.
And now they're not, but Cincinnati's 7-3, yeah. so definitely confusing.
And then Roethlisberger is with a concussion, and they're saying he's probably going to play this week, which I don't know. I thought they were trying to crack down on that, trying to keep guys out when they get concussions. But
they really, yeah, they're seeming to, and they're talking about having to call an independent neurologist to come in to assess. You can't just use a team doctor, and just doing more things because players try to hide it sometimes, and it's scary. And then if you just look, I mean, long term, is it worth it? The age rate or life expectancy of NFL players isn't that good to begin with, and then throw in some concussions and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and Roethlisberger has kind of an injury history, and I'm reading right now, they're saying he practiced today, and they said he's probably going to play. So
yeah, well, and he has that injury history of smacking the side of that car after he hit his motorcycle, so that doesn't help either.
I think
he
got a concussion during that too.
Yeah, he did. So.
And then they're also without Polamalu.
They're a totally different team on defense without him.
Yeah.
So.
And we might not have Suggs, but it sounds like Suggs is trying to play. But that's, I don't know, I like Suggs.
Yeah, I think Polamalu is probably a bigger loss for them than Suggs would be on the defensive end for you, possibly. But.
Yes, I like Suggs. Like, he hates not playing. Like, they're sort of here. They said he was going to be out a month, and he has a quote that says, "Don't believe everything you read."
Yeah, doctors be damned.
Yeah, he hates it. Like last year during the playoffs, he was they were talking. He had something with his knee, I think, and like all the doctors were like, he might not play, and he was like, in the playoffs, he's like, no, I'm going to play. He was like, look at my track record, I've never missed a game.
So that's interesting. So you're taking Baltimore, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. So and then Monday night, another good one, New England at New Orleans.
I will take the Patriots here. Just a really big game again. Don't know which is bigger, the Sunday night or the Monday night one. But, you know, a loss for New Orleans means that if the Vikings win, they're now tied for the best record. And with how well New Orleans plays at home and the feeding off that crowd, I think they really need to have that to up their chances of, you know, Super Bowl. And New England, they're in our top spot in their division, but if they want to keep that second place spot, which is gives you a bye week, I want to keep winning. So.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go with New Orleans actually at home. Should be a close game. Could be anybody's game. I don't know how you can really New Orleans undefeated, obviously, but New England's playing well, so.
Yeah, should be a good one. And I think, I picked both undefeated teams to lose this week, and you're having them go on one more. So it'll be interesting.
All right. Time to talk a little fantasy football. Let's go through the number one scores at each position for last week. Number one quarterback was Matthew Stafford, 5 touchdown passes in that game. And then number one running back, Ricky Williams, at the big game on Thursday night. Wide receiver was Terrell Owens. 197 yards and a touchdown, and then tight end was Kevin Boss. So what we're going to do, we do every week, is we try to pick who we think will be the number one fantasy player at those positions. So, Pat, who you got for quarterback this week?
Real quick, going back to those last week ones, I don't know who could have even picked one of those four. Just based on Ricky Williams
maybe.
Plausible.
Yeah.
But, wow.
T.O., no way. Owens, nope. Or Stafford, no way.
No.
Kevin Boss, probably not.
I would almost say you could double up what Stafford did last week, and I would still take a lot of players with a regular game over.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. But I think it just goes to show that you can never predict this, even though we try every week.
No, we're doing pretty good on predicting who's going to have good games, but far as the best.
There's no way.
With that being said, I'm going to give it the old college try once again. Quarterback, I'll take Aaron Rodgers. If Brady Quinn did that to Detroit defense, I would hope Aaron Rodgers could do more of it. So,
all right, I'm going to go with Phillip Rivers. Who are they playing? I forget. Oh, yeah, they're going against Kansas City. So,
yep, good matchup.
All right, running back.
I'm going to go Ricky Williams. Nice. Buffalo, I think, is last against the run. So, and Ricky's not splitting carries or goal line anything with Ronnie Brown. So,
yep, I'm going to go with Chris Johnson. We talked about earlier. You never know. Like, he's playing against Arizona, who's had a good run defense this year, but I don't think that really matters.
No,
especially if they get ahead.
Yeah.
All right, wide receiver.
I'll take Randy Moss. If this game goes into shootout mode,
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I'm going to take Randy Moss over anybody probably in the league, and especially considering he's kind of the Patriots' go-to guy as far as deep balls, so.
Yep. I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald. And then tight end.
Take Tony Gonzalez, just because I read the Bucks have been bad at covering tight ends, so.
All right, I'm going to go with Dallas Clark. He's, I think, the leading receiving. Yeah, if you look at receiving yards, he's 10th, like, including
Yeah.
wide receivers.
Can you, is there some of these tight ends in the league who you almost consider
Yeah, that's
like
kind of.
a slash type?
Yeah, that is kind of dumb. Like, they don't. He doesn't really. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say what the difference is, especially,
Yeah, they
obviously.
almost need a new position category for these tight ends who do a lot of, you know, receiving and lining up in the slot,
Like,
so.
him and Gates are both in the top 15 for anybody, which, like, is he really a tight end? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and those guys who play like they do, you know, you would take them over some wide receivers, so.
Yeah. So, did you see that one-handed catch Clark had last week against the
That was
Bengals?
awesome. Yeah, I think I
Pissed me
tweeted
off.
about that as soon as it came. Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
sure, but that was an amazing catch,
Yeah, he didn't
so.
even put it in the other hand. He just grabbed it with one hand and held it in one hand all the way.
Yeah,
And no one even
just
questioned it.
yeah. I know it. I couldn't believe he caught it. That was pretty good catch. There was another great play too. I'm blanking on who had the catch now, so I shouldn't even brought it up. But
All right, well, that about does it. You got anything else you want to mention?
I think that should do it. No,
All right.
nothing
Well,
else.
happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Also, we got we me and Pat and I are working on a new endeavor from the Sports Geeks. I don't want to give out too many details yet, but it's going to be pretty cool, and you'll hear about that in the coming days. And
Yes.
all right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hopefully, enjoy your turkey or family or whatever. And
Yeah.
we'll see you guys next week.